Now, we're being told that President Obama is expected to make a statement himself in a little more than 2 hours, responding to word that he's won the Nobel Peace Prize. As we wait for the president to speak about this, let's get some response from around the world. NPR's Rob Gifford has been monitoring that from London. Rob, good morning.
Morning, Steve.
How surprised have people been?
Oh, I think very surprised. There's been the same reaction here in Europe as there was in the United States. In fact, there were audible gasps around the room when the chairman of the Nobel Committee in Oslo announced Barack Obama's name. Since then, there have been all sorts of responses from world leaders, some good, some bad. President Sarkozy of France says it does justice to President Obama's vision of tolerance and dialogue between states. Interestingly, the spokesman for the Iranian President Ahmadinejad says, we hope this gives him the incentive to walk in the path of bringing justice to world order. They didn't condemn it. It said, we're not upset about this, and we hope that by receiving this prize, he will start taking practical steps to remove injustice. The Taliban, however, in Afghanistan have opposed this. They've given a statement saying he has done nothing for peace in Afghanistan.
Wide range of reactions here. Nelson Mandela, Mikhail Gorbachev, former winners of the prize, are praising it. The Taliban not so happy. Palestinians seem mixed on this, people in the Middle East, although the chief Palestinian peace negotiator says it could be a good omen, which raises a question, Rob Gifford. People are asking, why did he win this? The chairman of the Nobel Committee is quoted today saying, we hope this can contribute a little bit to enhance what he is trying to do. A reminder, I guess, that this prize is sometimes given for past achievements and sometimes given with the intent to spur events.
I think that's right. And of course, there is the concern now that this could be something of a poisoned chalice, that you've given this has been given to him 9 months into his first term. It's almost impossible to live up to that over the next years to come in his first term. And if he gets a second term, and that certainly it raises the bar for what he has to do, some people are saying here. But I think the crucial thing is that he's seen outside the United States as having completely changed the tone of America's engagement with the world. And it is really an implicit slap in the face to the Bush administration. It's no secret that Europeans and many people around the world found the Bush administration's what was perceived to be their unilateral approach to the world, and sometimes seen to be their slightly bullying approach to the world, was not liked abroad. And so this award is really saying, I think, that President Obama and his engagement with the world and his push for diplomacy and multilateralism is very much what the world outside America wants to see from America.
Well, I wonder if this reflects beyond the committee itself your sense of world opinion, or some broad measure of world opinion, that maybe we do scratch our heads a little bit and ask, where's the peace treaty? Where's the completed act? But people around the world are saying, actually, no, just changing the tone is in itself a major accomplishment as we, the world, see it.
That's right. I think people realize that America is still so important. And I think when you're in the United States, you hear a lot about the anti-Americanism abroad. And of course, there is plenty of that. But there is also a very strong sense of many people who love America, people who think that America is a great country and really want to be engaged with America. And they see, and I think this award shows, that President Obama represents everything that outsiders, Europeans and others, love about America at its best: engaging with the world, listening to people, wanting to work with people rather than being unilateral and throwing its weight around internationally.
Rob, thanks very much.
Thank you, Steve.
NPR's Rob Gifford is in London, and we'll leave you with a couple of more responses from the Muslim world today. In Pakistan, Liaquat Baluch, who's a senior leader of a conservative religious party, said this is a joke. How embarrassing, he says. In Iraq, a senior Iraqi Sunni Muslim lawmaker told the Reuters news service, I think he deserves this prize. He succeeded to make a real change in the policy, a change from a policy of exporting evil to a policy exporting peace and stability to the world. Some of the responses today to the news that President Barack Obama, during his first year in office, has won the Nobel Prize for Peace. It's Morning Edition from NPR News.